Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. It's about the ceasefire in the Middle East and not before time. Well, like millions of people around the world, I was saying stop the war. It appears to happen for the moment, mostly. Israel is still continuing its illegal war of aggression against Lebanon. It's illegal occupation of a section of Lebanon, forcing hundreds of thousands of people of Lebanon out of their homes. That's a considerable percentage of the population of Lebanon. Remember, Donald J. Trump, he hasn't followed through with his threats, which he posted on Truth Social a few days ago, saying, open the strait, you crazy bastards, who's going to end civilization forever in Iran, as he was saying. He was going to take down every bridge and every power station. So he was going to be deliberately hitting civilian targets, which is explicitly forbidden under the Geneva Convention, which the United States has signed and ratified. So if you're blowing up a bridge to stop an enemy crossing it or indeed retreating back over it, then that would be it. So if it's justified by military necessity. But destroying bridges is just to make life more difficult for civilians. It's illegal. So they can't get to work or school or hospital, or they can't get goods around, and blowing up power facilities just so they can't get electricity, so the economy can't function. That's also against international humanitarian law. But, you know, Trump is a convicted criminal many times over in his own country, so he's never had any regard for law. So you see what absolute monster he is. Anyway, so the Iranians, I know they shouldn't have attacked civilian infrastructure, energy infrastructure, and they did, and airports, and all that was disgraceful. But, the moral balance is still in their favor because they didn't start this war. They've got very limited weaponry. The United States has got the best weaponry in the world. So they started such an advantage that it behoves them to be the ones who adhere to law and morality. So the deadline was going to be 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time yesterday evening, and at 8:32 Washington, D.C. time. So about an hour and a half before the deadline of breach was reached, there was an agreement. And remember, the Pakistanis are playing the honest brokers. They were very badly affected by this war. So it's very much in their interest that this come to an end. Because, yes, I know it's expensive to fuel your car if you're in a rich country like Ireland. But if you're in a developing one like Pakistan, then it is ruinous. There's some people only afford two meals a day. And the bus fare will go up so high that I'll only be able to afford one meal a day. It's either that or sort of walk 40 kilometers to work and then have a bicycle and things. So, very glad that it's come down. The energy price have come down for the moment. There's no guarantee that will last. All right, so Iran says it will not be striking any tankers going through the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah, but it says it still has paramountcy over this international choke point, that crucial waterway. So the Iranians have got their 10-point plan for peace, which is United States withdraws from the Middle East militarily completely. And I can't remember all the other ones. So yeah, that all their assets are unfrozen, that all the sanctions and secondary sanctions are lifted. So if you sanction Iran, you have to remove that sanction. If you sanction other countries for selling certain items to Iran, that sanction must also be removed, and so forth. There must be a scithment paid to the Iranians for the damage they've suffered. The United States and other countries must give guarantees that they will never attack Iran again. And this has got to be confirmed with the United Nations as some sort of legal basis to it, and so forth. But so I don't think the Iranians are going to get most of that. They might get 1 or 2 points, that must be no attempt to block its path to civilian nuclear energy and so on. So you see, Trump has failed on regime change, and he's failed to get rid of all that enriched uranium, which was an explicit goal at the beginning of the war. And now he said he completely destroyed the Iranian nuclear program a year ago. Then he said it was absolutely urgent to destroy it again, except he hasn't. And now he says it doesn't matter because the enriched uranium is inaccessible. But there's no proof that that's the case. And indeed, there's no proof that Iran ever had a military nuclear program. It had a civilian nuclear program, that's for sure. But as for trying to develop nuclear weapons, we don't know. But obviously, you can't trust the US government, the Israeli government. They lie and lie and lie almost incessantly. Okay, so coming back to this, I'm very glad. But like Khrushchev said of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, people ask who won, who lost. Human reason won, common sense won. Now, Khrushchev, a mass murdering Stalinist, but for once he was on the money. So I'm glad that lives have been spared on both sides, that the needless destruction of the civilian infrastructure has been avoided, or at least postponed for a fortnight. So I think people say, well, let's get all the oil we can now, in case there's a recrudescence of the conflict. People want to fly out of the Middle East, let's go now. There's no obviously guarantee it will even last those 2 weeks. You know what Trump is like. He reneges on his promises any time. So, you know, his threats seem to have worked. The Iranians are defiant. They could always close the Straits of Hormuz again. But, you know, Pakistan says this ceasefire is also applicable to Lebanon, and the Israeli says it's not. So they're continuing their barbarity against the almost defenseless Lebanese people. So the stock market liked this news. He was saying the whole civilization will die tonight. People were saying, was that nuclear weapons? Even some Trump loyalists publicly criticized him. So he had got himself into a quandary. He faced two unenviable choices: to be just grossly excessive as use of force to earn the enmity and hatred even of many of his own people, or on the other hand, to cave in. I thought he was going to go ahead and do it. I mean, before I heard that the Iranians had made some sort of agreement, I thought he wouldn't go as far as he was claiming he would. Trump always chickens out, you know. And then there was the Kharg Island thing. Goodness, so some Iranians had formed human chains in these bridges, say, well, if you blow up the bridge, you're going to kill lots of civilians. Not that it would stop the Trump or the US military. We go on. So the price of a barrel of oil is a bit under $100 for the first time in several days. So the US futures are up, which is good news. But, you know, we could have this bad news again. Wow. So what is to happen? Well, you know, negotiation, that means neither side gets everything. Iran might get more, the United States might get more. I mean, in a sense, I think the United States has come out better of this particular threat, because the Iranians, I mean, almost to the last hour, were saying, no, that we're just not going to do it. We're not going to back down. But they blinked. We'll see. Maybe the thing, the 2 week ceasefire could be turned into a 3 week ceasefire, could be turned into a month long ceasefire, and so on. And will he calm down? Will he forget about it and things like that? But on the other hand, this 2 weeks, it gives him more time to move more forces to the Middle East, should he wish to escalate, should he wish to seize Kharg Island or elsewhere. So, you know, he was buoyed up by his supposed easy victory over Venezuela. Well, I mean, he killed those 24 Cuban bodyguards. He kidnapped Mr. and Mrs. Maduro, but he hasn't changed the regime there. And they have modified their policies a little. So you think that was sort of a cost-free victory. He thought he could get the same against Iran. And well, you couldn't. I mean, is it only 13 American troops have been killed in this? But, you know, some civilians, perhaps two dozen civilians in Gulf Arab countries, you know, thousands of civilians across Lebanon and Iran, nobody cares about them. But the United States has not won. It might be called a draw up until this point. Goodness. So Trump has chicken out. Anyway, Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican, she was a lockstep MAGA Republican, but she publicly denounced what he was doing and so on. Yeah. So Congressman Nathaniel Moran, who's another Republican, he thought the destruction of a whole civilization was excessive. So it's just gone too far. So it revolted even some Republicans. So we'll see what's going to happen. So Trump was clearly rattled. He was frustrated. He was lashing out. So I really hope the wiser counsels prevail, and that you know, there's a permanent peace there. And Iran's got to have security guarantees. You hate their regime, so do I. It still doesn't make it right to launch this war of aggression. They are entitled to civilian nuclear energy like any other country. They're entitled to armed forces, to a realistic deterrent. The idea, if you hit them, that they will be able to retaliate, okay, just like any other country. And you can see how they need it as they're constantly aggressed by Israel and the United States. So I pray that peace will prevail. I mean, the Iranians are actually quite restrained, considering they threatened this for years. If you hit us, we will strike back and we will close the Strait of Hormuz. Trump says he's going to go for the jugular. Well, that's your jugular we're going for. And they didn't do it in the 12-day war last year. They said, well, we were merciful. That didn't work for us. We were attacked again. All right. The only thing is to close the Strait of Hormuz. I would really like to see that never happen again. Goodness. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.